One cannot overstate the significance of the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar Barosh Hashanah. One could have characterized the day in many, many different ways, but the Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas that this is a Yom Truah that reflects the essence, the very heart and soul of Yom HaZikaron, the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. And no doubt when it comes to the mitzvah of Shofar, we think about two different elements. One is the mitzvah of Tekiya, and also the obligation of the Shmias HaKol. You have to produce the kol, you have to be tokeya b'shofar, but more than that is necessary. The kol has to resonate, there is an aspect of shmia. And what exactly is the hagdaras hamitzvah? What is the role of tekiya, and what is the role of shmia? You know, I've mentioned that it's fascinating, you go throughout Shas, and you don't find the bracha on the mitzvah of tekiya shofar. It's striking, there's so many sugyas when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah. We learned not so long ago the sugyam sachem, dav zayin amud beis, and somewhat surprising that the Gemara does not tell us the bracha of tekiya shofar. And in fact, when you look in the Rishonim, that is a very, very significant machlokes. If you look in the Rosh Hashanah in Aleph Yud, the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah Dalet Yud, there the Rosh discusses at length what is the nusach habracha with two moving parts. Do I emphasize tekiya? Do I emphasize shmiya? Should the prefix be le, or should the prefix be al? And the reason that this is such a significant debate is because one cannot point to a specific daf to tell you that, you know what, that this is indeed the nusach habracha. There is a stunning chiddush of Balamor, Daf Yud and Daf Harif, where the Balamor writes the following, that the Gemara speaks in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin of two different sets of kolos. The Tkios de Miyushav and Tkios de Miyumad. Rover Shonim assume that Tkios de Miyushav are the Tkios Shofar after leaning before Shmon Esrei. And the Tkios de Miyumad are the Tkios which are Al Seder Habrachos. The Balamor writes, he doesn't think that that indeed is true. The Tkios de Miyushav are the Tkios Al Seder Habrachos. And the Tkios de Miyumad are the Tkios at the very end of Musaf. The Balamor assumes the following chiddush, that the first tkios are tkios de miyushav. How can that be the tkios that are al seder habrachos? The Balamor writes that bizman ha-gemara, those were the first tkios. The first time that the shofar was sounded was al seder habrachos. What we do after laning was a later takana. Why was there such a need for a takana? The Balamor writes the following. Everyone will be in shul bright and early on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And imagine the first kolos of the shofar, al seder habrachos. A person could be in shul for hours, and not hear a single kol. Sometimes it could happen, the Balamor writes, an elderly person, a sickly person who was in shul, they would have to leave shul early, and they wouldn't hear a single kol. They wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah shofar. So therefore, later, there was a separate takana to blow standalone 30 kolos after laning in case a person would have to leave, but you know what, they could be otzei with those kolos after Kriyas HaTorah. And the Chiddush of the Balamor, that's not Medina de Gemara, but that was a later takana. Well, then the Balamor writes the following Chiddush. That's why you don't find a Nusach HaBracha in the Gemara. Medina de Gemara, the first time they sounded the shofar was Al Seder HaBrachos, in such an incredible Chiddush that the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, the Brachos of the Tefillah, served as the Birchas HaMitzvah for the Mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar. Well, all of a sudden now there was later Takana to have earlier Kolos. That was a double shift. Number one, earlier Kolos. But number two, if you're sounding the Shofar outside of the Mizgeris of Tefillah, of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, now you have to have a new Birchas HaMitzvah. A new Birchas HaMitzvah. You know, the Rosh quotes in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, Rav Amram Gaon, that writes that there's no separate bracha on Kriyashma because Birchos Kriyashma serve as the bracha for Kriyashma. And the Rosh quotes Rav Amram Gaon, if for whatever reason a person is reciting Kriyashma outside of the Miskeres of Birchos Kriyashma, you have to recite a separate Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher k'rishon mitzvosav b'tzivanu. The Balamor writes, that's exactly what we do when it comes to Tkiya Shofar. Because we have earlier kolos, it now required that we institute a separate bracha, and therefore you can understand a very significant machlokes. What should the bracha be? Do we emphasize tkiah? Do we emphasize shmia? Because perhaps one could suggest as follows, because the nusach habracha reflects the essence of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. The Hagdaras HaMitzvah. When you look at the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, there the Gemara questions, what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it Hadlakos HaMitzvah? Or is it Hanachos HaMitzvah? You know what the Gemara tells us very simply? What is the Nusach HaBracha? If the Nusach HaBracha is Lahadlik, that's a Rayu Mukhachas, that Hadlakos HaMitzvah, not Hanachos HaMitzvah. There is a Tosus, Yivamos Tav Tzadim Abeis. The Tosus discusses the mitzvah of Tzitzis, where Tosus discusses a very, very significant detail. What is the mitzvah of Tzitzis? Is it the Maisa Atifa, when you don the garment? Or is it when you subsequently are wearing the garment? When you're wearing the garment. Asher techasev akvar. Why would you think that maybe it's the second possibility? Because that sugyin yavamos and davtzeret beis refers to tzitzis as shevaltase. If the mitzvah of tzitzis is to don the beged, why is that called shevaltase? If the mitzvah is wearing the beged, maybe one could call that shevaltase. Right now we're wearing tzitzis. Is that kumvese or is that shevaltase? So Tosus writes the chiddush that that's why the Gemara calls tzitzis shevaltase, because asher techasev akvar. But Tosus writes the following, but that's difficult, no? Because the bracha that we recite on the talis is lihis atev. Doesn't that indicate that the mitzvah is the atifa? Because as Tosus assumes, the nusach habracha is an indicator of the essence, the hagdaras hamitzvah. The Rush writes in Arvei Psalchim, the Rush has a fascinating dion. What exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of achilas maror bizman hazeh? Do you need a kazayis for maror? Do you not need a kazayis for maror? You know what the Rush writes? Well, you make a bracha al achilas maror. Poshub shan the Rush, that means the following. If you make a bracha of al achilas maror, and the bracha is al achilas maror, you know what that means? It's a mitzvah sachila. And ein achila chusami kazayis, therefore you have to have a kazayis. A kazayis of maror. That's different than the way the Shagazari interprets, right? This Rush, but I would say poshub shat and Rush, that if chazawur koveya abrachav ala achilas maror, that means that maror is not just a zeichel amikdash, but maror is a mitzvahs achila, and therefore requires all the dini achila, because the bracha is revealing in terms of the essence of the nature of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, maybe indeed one could argue that this machlokes as to what the proper brach is on shofar maybe is not a technical one, but rather a very fundamental one. What indeed is the nature of the mitzvah of shofar? To what extent is it a mitzvah of tekiah? To what extent do we assume is indeed a mitzvah of shmiah? When you look in the Rambam writes time after time after time after time. The Rambam writes in at least seven places that the mitzvah is one of shmiah sakol. You don't have to look far. Just take a look at the very beginning of Hilcha Shofar. The Ram writes the mitzvah is lishmoa kol shofar be'echad b'tishrei. And that's how the Ram begins Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The mitzvah is one of shmiah sakol. But realize there are other Rishonim that emphasize differently. You look in Shultos Kufayin Aleph. There the Shultos writes the mitzvah is one of tekiah. The mitzvah is one of tekiah. In fact, the Rush that I mentioned quotes the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. The nusach habracha is referring to tkiah, litkoa, or al tkiah shofar, two different versions in the Rush, but tkiah as opposed to that which is shmiah. So perhaps one could argue that this is a more essential machlokes. What exactly is the nature of? The Rambam and Aleph Gimel even writes the following chiddush. You know, the Gemara discusses if you have a lulav hagazel, sukkadav chavtes, and sukkadav lamad amad aleph, you're not going to be yotzi with lulav hagazel. After all, a mitzvah haba biavera. What about the case of a shofar hagazel? A shofar hagazel. What exactly is the story? The Rambam writes the following chiddush based on Yerushalmi. We don't have that in Bavli, but we have in Yerushalmi, and that is that one indeed is yotzi. One indeed is yotzi. Why yotzi? Yerushalmi has two different possibilities. One is based on a pasuk, Yom Tshuri Alechem Yikom Akom. The other, and this is what the Rambam quotes, stunning, is that, wait a second, in order to label something as a mitzvah habah b'aveira, it's not enough that there's a mitzvah and there's an aveira, but you know what? There has to be a very tight relationship between the mitzvah and the aveira. What exactly does that mean? I'll give you an example of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us in the Sugyan Shabbos Kufayim days, a person, Rachman Litzlan, hears that a relative has died, and he rips Kriya on Shabbos. He rips Kriya on Shabbos. The Bavli writes, Shabbos Kufayim Beis, Afal Pi Shemachalas HaShabbos Yatsi Yedei Kriya. Even though that was an act of Chilul Shabbos, you don't do Kriya now on Shabbos, but nonetheless, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya. Bavli. Yerushalmi raises the following kash and teretz. Yerushalmi says, you're Yotzei. A person who goes and rips Kriya on Shabbos, you don't say. Yerushalmi's kasha is, Maishna mi matzah gzula. Wow, what a kasha. No? How is that different from stolen matzah? Stolen matzah is a mitzvah babi avera. And here also, this should be a mitzvah babi avera. A person rips Kriya on Shabbos. That also is a chiddush because you don't find in Bavli a psul of mitzvah babi avera when it comes to matzah. When it comes to matzah. But there is such a Yerushalmi. There is Yerushalmi. Maishna mi matzah gzula. You know what the answer to the Yerushalmi is? Something so fascinating. You know, there's a big difference between matzah gzula as a person who is koreim esol b'shabbos. When it comes to matzah gzula, the language of the Yerushalmi is, after all, taman gufe isura. Bechefza. A person steals something. You know what? That impacts on the object itself. It's a cheftza hagozel. A cheftza hagozel. And therefore, I can talk about a mitzvah babi avera. The cheftze is impaired. When it comes to Shabbos, a person is machabel Shabbos. You know what the lashon Yerushalmi is? Bramhacha, hu da avir yisura. Hu da avir yisura. That sounds so stunning. No? Yerushalmi is clear that in order to have a mitzvah babi avera, you require an isur cheftze. If it's an independent isur gavra, that's not enough for mitzvah babi avera. A person goes that end, steals a chefetz. The chefetze is indeed nesar. The Rambam writes a chiddush, the same is true when it comes to avodah zarah. It's not just simply nisar gavra, but it impairs, it affects the chefetze hanevar. Oh, that the Rambam calls the mitzvah babi avera. When it comes, for example, to chilul Shabbos is a nisar gavra, wow, and therefore it is free from mitzvah babi avera. That's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. So many chiddushim. That Gezel's in Isser Heftza, Shabbos in Isser Gavra, and Afkamin when it comes to Mitzvah Babi Avera, because Mitzvah requires that the Avera is Becheftza, Becheftza Shal Mitzvah, an important Chiddush. I've often commented that Yerushalmi saves us from a paradox, no? Because imagine if that wouldn't be the case. Imagine if a person would rip Kriya on Shabbos, and it would be a Mitzvah Babi Avera. That would mean that what would happen exactly? No, how would that play itself out? It's a mitzvah babi avera. And that would mean you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya. And if you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya, you just ruined your suit. And if you ruin your suit, that's called makalkel. And kol makalkel in turn, that's not called chilul Shabbos. And if that's not called chilul Shabbos, it shouldn't be a mitzvah babi avera. No? That's a galgal achoze. No? I can give you a whole list of such cases now, but a galgal hachozer, now how would you resolve that difficulty now? Yerushalmi saves us from the paradox now. That is not a mitzvah of Bavera, and you don't say the mitzvah of Kriya. But if you wouldn't be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya, it would not be a mitzvah of Bavera, because after all, it wouldn't be an act of Chilul Shabbos. But that's a yesod in Yerushalmi, you know, that you have to have an Isra Bosa Cheftza. What's an example where you don't have an Isra Bechevza? So I'll tell you one. Shabbos, as opposed to Gezel, good. I'll tell you another. I steal a shofar. No, Gezel isn't Isser Heftza. Oh, but you know what the Rambam writes? Yeah, but what's the Heftza Shal Mitzvah of shofar? What's the Heftza Shal Mitzvah of shofar, the Rambam writes? The shofar. No, the Rambam writes the mitzvah Shmias HaKol. And the Heftza Shal Mitzvah is the kol. And the Rambam writes, Ein b'kol din Gezel. That's the Lashon Rambam, Aleph Gimel. Ein b'kol din gezel. That's not a mitzvah babi avera, because after all, that The Hefter Shemitzvah is the coal. The coal was not stolen. The shofar was stolen. The Rambam writes that doesn't qualify as a mitzvah babi avera. You need an avera that has an iser heftza, and the iser heftza has to stick to the hefter shel mitzvah. In lulav, that's the hefter shel mitzvah, a lulav agazel. Mashenk, when it comes to shofar, that's the Rambam's nafkamina, no? It's fascinating. The Ravid is masig. No, it's a pasuk. Yom tshi elachem. That's the second day in Yerushalmi, you know? The Ravid is masig. It's my first 2 days in Yerushalmi, in lulav agazel. Whether it's because of Yom Tshua, whether it's because of this notion of the Rambam that in Bekol din Geza. But the Rambam writes that realize that it's a mitzvah of Shmiya Sakol, and therefore the Heftish HaMitzvah is. It's a fascinating machlokes, seemingly, where the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah is one of Shmiya Sakol, Shmiya, Shmiya, Shmiya. And you look in Rabbi Nutam, you look in the Shiltos writes, the mitzvah is one of Tekiah, the mitzvah is one of Tekiah. So perhaps the Nusach HaBracha simply reflects the essence of. But I'll tell you the difficulty. Can one really argue that the mitzvah is either this or that? That the mitzvah is Shmiya? And what is Tekiah? What is the Tekiah Sashofar? What is the Tekiah Sashofar? You're going to tell me that's not the mitzvah, the mitzvah Shmiya Sakol? And what's the status of Tekiah Sashofar? It's just a Heksher Mitzvah? A Heksher Mitzvah? Is that all indeed that it is? Just a Heksher Mitzvah? Well, let's assume the following. No, the mitzvah is one of Tekiah. And what is Shmiya? You mean Shmiya is not essential? Shmiya is not essential? How can that be? You know, there's a Mishnah Mefureshes, no? Rosh Hashanah Rechav Zayin that tells us, HaTokeh L'Tol Chabor. A person goes out and blows, and he blows in a pit, and therefore, guess what? What he hears is not the kol shofar, but it's an echo. It's a kol havara. So guess what? You're not yotzei. It's a mishum of reshes. You can blow. And we're not only referring to a bystander. The tokeya. He blows, but you know what? What he hears is not the kol shofar. What he hears is an echo. Oh, so in such a case, the Mishnah says you're not yotzei. Clearly, Shmiya Sakol is considered to be absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. And is it really true that the Tekiah Sashofar is just like a Heksher Mitzvah? Really just a Heksher Mitzvah? You look at the Rambam. The Rambam is Mefurish, no? A sugya often in Shas of Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana. When is Kavana necessary? When is Kavana not necessary? It's Machlokas Tanaim, Machlokas Amarayim. Today is in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach, and it's there in the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Vav, Chos Chametz Matzah, that when it comes to Matzah, you're Yotzi without Kavana. But that's not true, the Rambam writes, when it comes to Shofar. The Rambam writes, Shofar and Perek Beis, no. Requires Kavana. What does it mean that it requires Kavana? Well, it requires Kavanah to be Yotze, but the Rambam writes even more than that. You ready for this? The Rambam writes, Ad Shechavin HaShomea U'mashmia. You know what Kavanah means? That, of course, have to be mindful of the mitzvah shofar, but you know what? If he is blowing shofar, he has to have in mind to be Motzimi. He has to have in mind to be Motzimi. Wow. In other words, the Rambam writes that the Kavanah Shomea Kon is critical when it comes to the mitzvah shofar. That sounds so surprising, because the Rambam writes the mitzvah is one of Shmiya Sakol, Shmiya Sakol. And therefore, maybe one could have argued that you need Shomea Kona. You really need Shomea Kona. I have to come on to Shomea Kona for Shmiya. Boshev Shat and the Rambam know that apparently the Tekiah plays a fundamental role. And how is it that the Tekiah Shofar relates to me? You know what the answer is? Shomea Kona. So the Rambam writes, you have to have the kavana of Shomea Kona. If you look in the Mordechai, the very end of Mesaches Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Chaf Aleph, the Mordechai is Mefurish, that Tekiah Shofar requires Shomea Kona. The language of the Mordechai is black and white. The Kihechi, just as we assume, Musukalam Elches Shomea Kona, Hachinami, Shomea Kitokea. That's the Lashon HaMordechai. Just like Shomea Kona, Shomea is Kitokea. Oh, so I argue, maybe that's if you hold the mitzvah is one of Tekiah. But the Rambam writes this. The Rambam indeed writes that's true. Why should you require kavanas hamashmiya? Why should that be necessary? If the mitzvah simply is one of shmiya sako, maybe one could take a step back and ask the following question. Here I think you'll argue, oh, no, that's not such a kasha. You know, there is a mission, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, that the kol has to be produced by a bar chiyuva. No? A cheir shot of a katan is tokeh b'shofar. I'm going to be yotzei. Of course I'm not yotzei. You need a bar chiyuva. Isn't that a rai mulchachas, that the mitzvah must be one of tekiya? See, tell me, that's a rai mulchachas. You have to have a bar chiyuva. Take a look in Mikra Kodesh, Mitzvah Pesach Frank, and Simen Tezayin, Chazonish, Simen Chavtes. That, no. Even if the mitzvah is shmiya of what? Shmiya of what? No, a guy blows the shofar. That's shmiya. I heard that call. Isn't it obvious that regardless of what you hold, kiya shmiya, it has to be, I'll use the following phrase, a kol shofar shel mitzvah. It has to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. What is it that renders this a kol shofar shel mitzvah? I'll tell you that it has to be produced by a bar chiyuva. It has to be produced by a bar chiyuva. If you have a kol which is produced by one who is in a mechuyah b'davar, it sounds like, but guess what? That's not called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So I'll tell you, even if in truth that the mitzvah is one of shmiyas hakol, well, of course you require a bar chiyuva. But I'll tell you what's difficult, but the Rambam requires kavanas hamashmiya. You know, take a look at that Chazon Ish, Simen Chavtes. The Chazon Ish writes that without the kavanas hamashmiya, it's not called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. That, I think, is not muchach. Difficult. To say that if it's produced by a katan, a goy, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah, I get that. A person blows a shofar that he's yotzei, and I hear the call. So for me, it's a kol shofar shel mitzvah, and for him, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. That's comparable to cheir shot of a katan. That, no doubt, is a chiddush. No, to assume that the kavanas hamashmi is necessary because otherwise, it's not called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Bishlem of it's an echo, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. I understand. It's not produced by a chiyuva, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Kavanas hamashmiya is necessary in order to render it as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. That I don't think is so simple and indicate that that's true. But the Rambam requires kavanas hamashmiya. And the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is one of shmiya sakol. So how indeed do you resolve that? The answer is that the Rambam also is going to admit that, you know what, even if the mitzvah is shmiya sakol, but the tkiya is absolutely essential, and the tkiya is not just a hechsher mitzvah. So what is the tkiya? And what is the shmiya? So Rav Soloveitchik would use the following hagdara, that very, very often we distinguish between a maisa mitzvah and a kiyum hamitzvah. A maisa hamitzvah and a kiyum hamitzvah. A person goes there, for example, and puts up a mezuzah. You know what? That the homeowner is not here. He calls me. You know what? Can you please put a mezuzah on my door? Sure? No? Who is doing the maisa hamitzvah? The one who affixes the mezuzah, no? A maisa mitzvah. That's a hechsher mitzvah. Kfiyas hamezuzah is a hechsher mitzvah. Kfiyas hamezuzah is a maisa mitzvah. Who is mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah? The balabayis is mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, no? That's his kiyum mitzvah, but I'm doing a maisa mitzvah. If you look in the Chiddushei Agracha LaShas in the very beginning, and old editions, it was in Simen Gimel, Reb Chaim writes, that's a raya that a brach is nikfa on maisa mitzvah. I put up your mezuzah, you're the one who's being mekayim the mitzvah, and I am doing the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah requires a bracha. I wouldn't say kviyas hamezuzah is like a hechsher mitzvah. I would say that's the maisa mitzvah. The kiyum hamitzvah, I understand, is that your home is replete with the mitzvah of mezuzah. You know, there's a fascinating Magen Avraham, Simen Yutes. Magen Avraham asks a stunning kasha, and an incredible, incredible teretz. Among Avram writes the following: Why is it that when you affix the mezuzah, you make a bracha? Why is it, Magvam writes, that when you attach the tzitzis, you don't make a bracha? What's the difference between attaching the mezuzah and attaching the tzitzis? Why is it different? Why is that different? That's the Magen Avram's kasha. So you know what the Magen Avram writes? The teretz is such a chiddush. You know what he writes? There really is no difference between mezuzah and tzitzis. There really is no difference. The difference, the Magen Avram writes, is simply more prudential, more pragmatic. The difference is not lomdus. You know what the difference is? When do I go ahead and I put up my mezuzah? You know what? I purchase a home. I'm chayiv mezuzah. I put up the mezuzah. Guess what? That's the kima mitzvah. That's the kima mitzvah. So of course you recite a bracha. When do I go ahead and I affix the tzitzis? When do you put on the tzitzis? A kima mitzvah. What kima mitzvah, no? A person gets a new talis and he puts on the tzitzis. As of yet, there is no kima mitzvah, no? There is no kima mitzvah. So the reason that you don't make a bracha when you affix the tzitzis is because that's not the time of the kima mitzvah. The reason that you make a bracha on kfiyas ha-mezuzah is because that is the shas kima mitzvah. And the Magen Avram writes, if that wouldn't be the case, that wouldn't be the case. No? Wow. Meaning, all of a sudden, you know what? You're wearing your beged. You're wearing your talis. And you look and see, whoa, you know what? It's missing. I'm missing some of the chutei tzitzis. You know. I see that there's something wrong with the ksharim. So you know what? No problem. You know, I'm so happy I learned how to tie the tzitzis. So I make the tzitzis while I'm wearing it. You know what Magen Avram writes? You make a bracha. That's like mezuzah. That's like mezuzah. By tying the tzitzis, you're mekayim the mitzvah. In a typical case, that's not true. You're going to tie the tzitzis before and then. But if that would not be the Magen Avram is such a chiddush, I go in and I purchase a home. And guess what? There are mezuzahs on the door. Now I'm mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. So you know what the Magen Avram writes? You make a bracha. Who, what, where? What bracha? Lodur babayi sheish bo mezuzah. That's the Magen Avram's bracha, no? Lodur babayi sheish bo mezuzah. Of course you make a bracha. That's such a chiddush, no? There really is no inherent difference between tzitzis as opposed to mezuzah. There's a practical difference in terms of the timing, but if the timing would be different, either you're mekayim the mitzvah without putting up the mezuzah, or you're mekayim the tzitzis when you tie the tzitzis, of course, you're going to make a bracha. There's no difference between tzitzis as opposed to mezuzah. Wow. I'll tell you another. That Magen Avram is Simin Yud Tes, no? Yud Tes. Take a look at the Magen Avram, two Simanim later. Chaf Aleph. There's another Magen Avram, somewhat Lishitase, that doesn't distinguish between tzitzis and mezuzah. Doesn't distinguish in tzitzis and mezuzah. This is an amazing Magen Avram. No? The Magen Avram has a machlokis and lamdas with Arizal. No? That's not so common. No? The Arizal writes that you should sleep with your tzitzis. The Arizal. And the Arizal writes, I'll bring you a raya. A raya that this is true. Because there is a Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel, David HaMelech. Now, David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz. And all of a sudden, David HaMelech experienced a Chalisur Sadas, that you know what? I'm Orum in HaMitzvos. I'm detached from Mitzvos. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, you know what? Nizkar b'milaso. All of a sudden you realize you're detached. Bris mila. Oh, nisyas v'data. He wasn't detached from mitzvos. Mamish, bris mila. That's the Ur Zeruah and Simen Yud Aleph. That you see bris mila is not just a maisa mitzvah, but there is an ongoing chalos. A chalos mitzvah, no? Chalos mitzvah. You know, I would even add to the raya of the Arizal. No? I would add to that Ur Zeruah. The Gemara says David HaMelech was no lod mahu. Nolad Mohol, no? You know what that means? There wasn't a Maisa Mitzvah. It was just a Chalos, just a Chalos. And yet Nisya Shvedata, wow, Nisya Shvedata. You know, there's something ongoing, obviously. A Chalos Mohol. I think that's something which is clear. So you know what the Rizal writes? You ready? Why did this happen in the Beis HaMerchatz? Why the Beis HaMerchatz? What about every night? What about every night? No? Yalav Mach went to sleep. He was Arum in a Mitzvos. Oh, so you know what the Rizal write? Ooh, that's a Raya. They have to sleep in your tzitzis. You sleep in your tzitzis, you're not detached from Mitzvos. But in the Beis HaMerchatz, you're not wearing your tzitzis. Oh, so in the Beis HaMerchatz, that was the challenge that David HaMelech was Arum in HaMitzvos. Well, that's the Arizal's Raya. Sleep in your tzitzis, why is that true? A Gemara. No, because David HaMelech in the Beis HaMerchatz was Arum in HaMitzvos, but not in the Cheder HaShenim, when he went to sleep at night, he wasn't Arum in HaMitzvos. Wow. So therefore, that's his Raya. So the Magen Avraham just writes the following, a brief line. Like, if that's the Mesorah and that's the Kabbalah, I'm okay. But if that's the Raya, you know what the Magen Avraham writes? You know why David HaMelech was not Arum in HaMitzvos to sleep at night? Because there was a mezuzah on the door. No? And in the Beis HaMerchatz, there was no mezuzah on the door. You don't have a mezuzah in the Beis HaMerchatz. So at night, not because of the tzitzis, because of the mezuzah, Mashen came to the Beis HaMerchatz. Wow, that's the Magen Avraham's answer. I'll tell you, the Magen Avraham equates what's true of mezuzah is true of tzitzis. Because I'll tell you the fascinating, you know, when I think about connection to mitzvos, no? Are you attached? Are you detached? Are you amin mitzvos? I'll tell you, I think there's a sliding scale, no? The most obvious example of an attachment to a mitzvah is bris milah, which is begufo. Mamish begufo, no? That's an attachment, no? I'll tell you, the next step is something like tefillin, which is al gufo. The next step I'll tell you is like tzitzis, which is al bigdo. The next step I'll tell you is a mezuzah, which is al pischo, no? So I understand in terms of my sliding scale, you know, one is tight, one is loose, but where exactly do you draw the line? When do I say I'm connected or not connected? Bris milah, that creates an indelible connection. That certainly is true. Now, do you have to come on to something which is albigdo? Is it enough to have alpischo? That's a fascinating machlokes. But that's a stunning Magen Avraham. A bracha on a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the reason you don't make a bracha when you affix the tzitzis, that's not the time of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But if it would be, you would make a bracha. Mashenki, when it comes to mezuzah, that is the time of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And you can make a bracha standalone in a kiyum ha-mitzvah. I'll tell you another Magen Avraham Shitasei, no? Hilchos Shabbos, Rei Sama Gimel. That's the Shulchan Aruch discusses, let's assume for whatever reason it's already been Hashmashos and a woman was not Madlik Neiros. Oh, that's what the Mechaber writes. You can have Hadlakas Neiros, Al Yidei Akum. Amril Anachi, B'malka Mitzvah Ben Hashmashos. No? You know what the Magen Avraham writes? She can make a bracha. She can make a bracha on the Hadlak of the guy. She's not doing a Maisa Hadlaka, no? But the Magen Avraham assumes, but that's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. A Kiyum HaMitzvah, wow. That's the Magen Avraham's Kiyum HaMitzvah. And there's such Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuvas and Simin Tes. Rabbi Kivega discusses a fascinating deal. You know what? You're away from your home. Let's assume you're not using your home. Rabbi Kivega discusses like the details. Maybe you're not chayiv in mezuzah. If the home is not being used. Rabbi Kivega writes the following. That should mean when you return, now there's a new chiyuv of mezuzah. Shavi Kvega writes in the Tshuva is such a stunning chiddush. When you return from that lapse, you should now make a bracha on mezuzah. Wow. And important details, like how long do you have to be away from your home to argue that, you know what, my return is a new chiyuv. How long does that vacation have to be? You know, some Talmidim, they're here the first day of the Zman, you know, and some, okay, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, you know, and then like a month later, they wave, I'm back, you know, like, woo, you know, like, how long do you have to be away that we say, you know what, you're detached already, and now this re-entry is considered to be a new chiyuv. Rabbi Kvega writes the chiddush that maybe you have to make a bracha on mezuzah. You're not doing a maisa hanochas ha-mezuzah, kviyas ha-mezuzah, but detached. Then Rabbi Kveger, after he signs the Tshuva Rais, that he saw the Berkei Yosef, that you need a Maisa HaMitzvah of Kviyas HaMezuzah. And without a Maisa HaMitzvah, you don't go ahead and recite the Bracha. But that's something which is essential. I'll tell you that, you know what? Maybe the difference between a fixing tzitzis and a mezuzah is that in mezuzah, that's a Maisa HaMitzvah. Vasiyas HaTzitzis is a Hechsha Mitzvah. We discussed recently, last week's Shirkol, you know, Kedushin, Mitzvah, Hechsha Mitzvah, Asiyas HaSukkah, Mitzvah, Hechsha Mitzvah, Asiyas HaTzitzis, Ksivas HaMezuzah, Mitzvah, Hechsha Mitzvah. But I'll tell you the following. In order to call something a Hechsha Mitzvah, you know what I'm going to tell you? You have to have A and B. You have to have A and B. If the mitzvah is wearing the beged, so maybe the Asiyas HaCheft is a Hechsha Mitzvah. If the mitzvah is yeshiva basukkah, so the asiyas asukkah can be a hechsha mitzvah. If the mitzvah is oneg bishabbos, the hachana, which is kvod shabbos, can be a hechsha mitzvah. But what about when it comes to shofar? The mitzvah is shmiah. So what is the maisa mitzvah? You really are going to argue that the tkiya shofar is just a hechsha mitzvah? That Rav Slavetchik assumed was not true. Even if one would emphasize the Ram, the mitzvah Shmiya Sakol, that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Tkiya. The Rambam will argue, the Maisa HaMitzvah, of course, the Tkiya. Tkiya is not just simply a Hechsha Mitzvah. And why is it necessary to have a Bar Chiyuvah? Because that's the Maisa HaMitzvah. Even without coming on to Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. That's true. But even without that, and that's why you need the Kavanas HaMashmiya. Because if that is the Maisa HaMitzvah, so how does the Maisa HaMitzvah relate to the Shomea? So that even the Rambam agrees, that requires Kavanas HaMashmiya. And therefore, it's not a steerer to assume that you need Kavanas HaMashmiya, even though the Kiyum Mitzvah is one of Shmiya. And Enoch Inami, that's why it's a Mishnah. If you don't hear, or what you hear is an echo, a kol havara, there's no kiyum mitzvah. L'chuli alma, that's true. Tokei l'tol chabor. But nonetheless, the maisa mitzvah tkiyah is considered to be that which is absolutely critical. And it's not so unusual to distinguish between a maisa mitzvah as opposed to a kiyum mitzvah. You know, when you learn the sugyas, for example, of esed o chalos esed, sometimes it's true, an essay can override. In order to have essay do chalos esed, a kiyum hamitzvah? Is that really true? You know, I'm going to tell you as a yesod, that essay do chalos esed does not require the kiyum hamitzvah alone. Maisa hamitzvah. Well, it's an important yesod, no? Essay do chalos esed in terms of a maisa hamitzvah. The Gemara, for example, has an esed ochalos. The Rambam writes, if you have mila b'malkam tzaras, no? A person has the neged tzaras, and he has to remove the neged tzaras in the course of mila. So, we do that? The Rambam writes an esed ochalos, I say? That's a kiyum hamitzvah. You know, a person begins the bris mila, and he removes the neged tzaras. But that's an issa daraisa. Yishama gasaras. Essay do chalos esed. Essay, what essay? Mila. You just began the mila. No? That's a kiyum mitzvah bris mila. You have to remove the arla. You have to have priya. Maybe you have to have atufei dama, atufes dam bris. Maybe you have to do mitzitza. Like, there's so many stages to bris mila. And what? Mavlo perakulamal. There is no kiyum mitzvah as of yet. You know what the answer is? That's true. But as long as it's bichlal maisa mitzvah, I'll tell you a chiddush, that's enough in order to invoke nesed ochalos esed. Tosus writes, and Baba Basra daf yud gimel, gittin daf mem aleph, Tosus says sometimes nesed ochalos esed can even apply to isurei bia. To isurei bia, wow. Why? Because the mitzvah of pruvu or sheves can be doche this Serbia. That's lengthy tosis of esed ochalos esed when it comes to certain Serbia. If the Yisur Abiyah is Chayv Elavim, so why don't I assume an Esed Ochalosa say? Lengthy Tosos, no? Let me ask you a simple question. The mitzvah Pruvu? You fulfill the mitzvah Pruvu? There's a key mitzvah of Pruvu for an Esed Ochalosa say? Pruvu means the birth of a couple children, a boy and a girl. That's the key mitzvah Pruvu. You know what the answer is? For Esed Ochalosa say, you don't require the key mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah. And that's what Tosus Rai said. That's considered to be sufficient. I'll tell you that that's the Chiddush. No, that the key is considered to be not just a Hechsher mitzvah, but the key is considered to be Maisa mitzvah. And now a person can indeed assume that principle. So everyone agrees that both elements are absolutely critical. The Tkiyas HaShofar and indeed the Shmiyas HaKol. You know, I'll tell you another indication that the Shmiyas HaKol is absolutely essential, and that is the mitzvah. That is the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You know, there is a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, that discusses the case of a Chatzi Yevel Chatzi Ben Chorin. Somewhat difficult now, because what does he do when it comes to Tkiyas HaShofar? So that's the one place where the Gemara says, such a Chiddush, that he cannot be Tokei La'atzmo, but rather Yishmu Me'acher. Wow. You know what that means? He cannot blow the shofar himself, but rather he has to hear the shofar blown by someone else. That's like a fascinating model. I'm obligated in a mitzvah that I cannot perform. So the answer is do it al yaday acherim. Is that so obvious? Is that really the chiddush of the Gemara? That's like a stunning deal, no? You know, we just leaned another mitzvah of Kisva Lachem Asashir Azos, the Chinochu Mitzvah Taryag, Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rama writes the Chiddush, women are exempt for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Mafurish Narma Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yerches. Shagasari has three magnificent shuvas on Ksiva Sefer Torah. Lamed Dal, Lamed He, Lamed Vav. Shagasari has a lengthy shuva. Where do you see that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? It's Mafurish in the Rambam. Where do you see that? So I'll tell you like a very simple answer. A woman cannot write a Sefer Torah. No? The Sefer Torah, the Ran writes, means, no, that you have to write a Kasher Sefer Torah. A woman cannot write a Kasher Sefer Torah. Can they really be obligated in a mitzvah that they cannot perform? So Shagazari is not bothered by that. What do you mean? Let it be done al yaday acherim. And the Shagasari writes, what about mezuzah? A woman purchases a home, she's chayv mezuzah. So she starts writing her mezuzah. I say, you can't write a mezuzah. No, go to the store and purchase a mezuzah. No. So just like a mezuzah, we say, do it al yaday acherim. Shagasari writes the same thing comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah. The difference is obvious, no? When it comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. When it comes to mezuzah, the mitzvah is not the Ksiva Samezuzah. The mitzvah is the Kviya Samezuzah. So is that necessarily such a clear parallel? But if you're going to raise this question, like, how are you talking? Can a person really be obligated a mitzvah that they cannot do and they have to rely on others? So you'll tell me, yeah, it's a Gemara. When it comes to Chatz Yevet, Chatz Ben Achorin, Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes, when it comes to Tkei HaShofar, he can't blow himself. He has to hear it from someone else. So if you're going to question, is that possible? What do you mean? Yeah. You know, what Tosus and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, that the Gemara debates whether a woman can be a Moel. No? Machlokes Amoraim today isn't Tosus. Oh, so Tosus is bothered. What do you mean? Kedushin Chavtes. You need a pasuk that a mother is not obligated to meal of her son. So Tosus, no. How can a mother be obligated to meal of her son if she can't do the meal of her son? So you know what Tosus says? So let her hire a Moel. No? Do it al yaday acherim. Maybe that's another example, no? Where you can't do, but do it al yaday acherim. Unless Tosus means something else, the Tosus Rid, Kedushin Chavtes. Maybe the Chiv and Bersmil is not to do the Maisa meal at all. The chiv is just to see to it that the child is mahul, and that the mother certainly can do. But it's like a fascinating deal, your chiv and a mitzvah that you cannot perform. The only way it can be done is ayadei acherim. So you're going to tell me that it's a gemara, chatz yevad chatz mincharin. But maybe that's not true. Maybe that's not the lumdus of the sugi of chatz yevad chatz mincharin. Maybe that's not the model. That's not the model. Because let me ask you a very, very heavy question. No? And here you'll be stunned, I think, by the minchas chinuch. It's chatz yevad chatz mincharin. Like, I get it, no? That he's a chatzi ben chorin, he's chayv in all mitzvahs. He's a chatzi every, he's only chayv mitzvahs keisha. So, what's the answer in those cases? Yishmu me'acherim. Yishmu me'acherim. So let me ask you the following. Let's put aside tekiah shofar. What about all other mitzvahs that women are exempt from? Like, what would you say? What would you say? No? What would you say about birchas hamazon? What would you say about benching, no? Are men chayv in birchas hamazon? Yes. No? Are women chayv in birchas hamazon? Midaraisa? Oh, that's a suffix. Them are brachas and avchav. So what does the chatz yevad chatz mincharin do when it comes to birchas hamazon? What does he do? What does he do? So I'll tell you a stunning minchas chinuch, and you know, like, so surprising. Minchas chinuch is mefurish. In the midst of birchas hamazon, tough lamed. Yishma me'acherim. Yishmer acherim. Whoa, you really? You know, achatz yevad achatz mincharin. Every day that he benches, no, he can't bench. Yishmer acherim. Yishmer acherim. Wow. What does achatz yevad achatz mincharin do when it comes to sfiras omer? The Rambam's mefurish, women are exempt from sfiras omer. You know what the minchas chinuch writes? Mitzvah shinvav. Yishmer acherim. He can't count. He has to hear somebody else do so. Well, what about kriyas shma? Chatz ben chatz ben chorin. You know what? Guess what? Minchas chinuch writes in Tavchav. Yishu me'acherim. What about the bracha and tefillin? Tavchafal, tavchaveis. Guess what the Minchas chinuch writes? Yishu me'acherim. Like, really? Really? You know? Really? You know, the Gemara writes something really unusual about tekiah shofar. Yishu me'acherim. No, not unusual. Every day. Kriyashma, benching, tefillin. Yishu me'acherim. That's like stunning, no? Really, that's the truth of a chatziyev and a chatziyev and a chorin. Yishu me'acherim. What does the chatziyev and a chatziyev do when it comes to lulav? What does he do when it comes to sukkah? You know what the answer is? He's not to lulav. And he sits in sukkah. And you know what I'll tell you? Kechiyuvo, kach kiyumo. Whatever he's obligated to do, he does. There's no halach of yishu me'acherim when it comes to all these cases. You know why the Gemara says that this is a problem when it comes to kol shofar? It's a unique problem when it comes to shofar. Because the mitzvah is shmias hakol. And the kol has to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And if you have a kol which is produced by one who is not a bar chiyuva, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So if you have a chatziyev and chatzim and chorin who's kochos haguf are used to produce a kol, guess what? That is not a seamless kol shofar shel mitzvah. And since the mitzvah is one of shmias hakol, here, the chatziyev nechon has to hear from others. But when it comes to every other mitzvah, of course, the chatziyev nechon does it himself. The mitzvah of benching is not shmias hakol. The mitzvah of kriyashma is not shmias hashma. No, Kriya Sashma, that's a Maram al Shakar, Simin Yud, that writes that don't be misled by that Mishnah regarding Tekiah Shofar about a Kol Havara, because you know you learn the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Tezvav, you even have to hear the words of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Shmiya. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Kriya, but a Tnai in Kriya is that it's audible. No, it's a Tnai. Ooh, Maram al Shakar, Simin Yud. Even if it's not the essence of the mitzvah. But here, maybe very simply, you know, a mitzvah is tekiah, but the kima mitzvah shmiya sakol. You know, and maybe that this falls back on the two psukim, How is it that Rosh Hashanah is characterized? Parshas Pinchas, a Yom Teruah. Parshas Zemor, Zichron Teruah. Zichron Teruah. You know? Why indeed is that true? Because Clear and Bavli know that that's true regardless of Chol, regardless of Shabbos. You know what? I will tell you what more magnificent way of stressing the role of Tekiah and Shmiah. Yom Teruah is a reference to the Tekiah HaShofar. But you know what? That Zichron Teruah means the remembrance of, the impression. Yeah, that I will tell you is the Shmiah HaKol. And both elements are absolutely essential. I quoted the Gemara yesterday, no, Rosh Hashanah to Zion. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tikul afanai, tkia. But you know that Rambam, Melchus Tshuva, no? In Gimel Dalet. It's not just tkia, no. Rambam writes, remez yeshbo, uri yeshen mishenaschem. Make sure you hear the call. You hear the call. It's not enough simply to sound the shofar. You have to make sure that indeed it penetrates. It penetrates. That's part of absolute Shmiah HaKol. Sometimes, you know, we hear the shofar, it's almost like, you know, it's a chok. It's a chok, you know? It's not just a chok. Tikul lefana, you know? Mishpat, you know? Okay, chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'okei Yaakov, you know? Sometimes we treat it as a chok. Okay, I'm Yotzei, you're the kolos. No. Rambam writes, no? The element of mishpat means the Shmiah HaKol, the Uri Yashenim Yashenaschem. Because the Rambam writes, a stunning line, take a look, Al Cheshuva Gimel Dalet. No, because sometimes, often, all too often, but often, you know what the Rambam writes? Shochechines ha'emes bahav le'azman. Here's such a quote. Take a look at that Rambam, Gimel Dalet. Shochechines ha'emes bahav le'azman. You know what we're often guilty of? We forsake the most important truths in life, because we're caught up with the vanities of the day. Wow. Mufurish Rambam, no? Sometimes we become so preoccupied with Hevel that you get derailed and you don't focus on the most important things in life. You know, and I'll tell you, that's my Simba Chol Yom. You know, you get so enamored and so wrapped up in things that, you know what? You forget the Dvarim Ha'Oned in Berum Moshel Olam. And that's exactly how the Rambam describes it. And sometimes you just have to wake up, no? And that, the Rambam writes, is the Kol Shofar. It's true that the Maisa Mitzvah is Tkiah, but the Shmiah HaKol is something that is absolutely essential. Most of the used to so magnificently argue, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Matzah doesn't require Kavanah. I understand. Shofar doesn't require kavanah. Rama Furish in Perak Bay is shofar absolutely requires kavanah. Imagine shofar without kavanah. It's like tefillah without kavanah. No, shofar is part of avodah shebalev. It's not just a mitzvah shebaguf. There's a ma'isa mitzvah. There's a kiyama mitzvah. And both elements are absolutely essential. And Rastavechik explained just so beautifully. You know what? Maybe that's a more technical, important, but more technical machlokes in Nusach HaBracha. When you have a Maisa Mitzvah, and you have a Kiyama Mitzvah, and you want to be Koveya a Nusach HaBracha, you know what? So what is the most exquisite Nusach HaBracha? Is a Nusach HaBracha Nikva La'achar Maisa Mitzvah or Kiyama Mitzvah? So it is a significant machlokes, but maybe it's not been a kotzel akotze. No? Rabbi Natam and the Rambam, the Riva, all agree there's a ma'isa mitzvah, there's a kiyama mitzvah. Rabbi Natam says in Hilchos Brachos that the nusach habracha should reflect the ma'isa mitzvah. And what we assume, halacha, no, the nusach habracha is the Shmiah HaKol, the kiyama mitzvah. But maybe it's not a machlokes in terms of the essence of Tkiyah Shofar. Both are absolutely considered to be necessary. And this requires significant work. This year, as I mentioned yesterday, now, Shabbos, we don't have the kolos of the shofar. It means that all that much more that a person has to focus on the avodah shebalev of what Rosh Hashanah represents. Imagine a yom trua without a kol trua, but it means that more is expected of us in terms of seeing to it that you focus on the tefillah seyom. You know, Chazaras Hashatz is a little bit on the lengthier side. Incredible, no? An opportunity of ongoing tefillah. You know what? I always tell you the Rambam, no? So stand for Chazaras Hashatz, no? Stand for Chazaras Hashatz. The Rama doesn't often paskin like the Rambam, but you know what? The Rama paskins like this Rambam. You should stand for Chazar, always stand for Chazaras Hashatz. The Ram Perek Tes, you know, Tfilas Hatzibur. That's the Vaychik used to assume standing means standing like you're in a silent Shmon Esrei. Not standing and walking around. You know, like standing is a Tfilas Hatzibur. And you know, like you have that opportunity for Malchis, Sechoros, and Shofros, you know. It's not so easy to doze when you're standing. Not impossible, but not so easy to doze when you're standing. You're sitting and you know, all of a sudden you tilt, you lean. No, that's always a challenge. Now, like you're sitting, you're that comfortable. It's easy to doze. Now you can take a look. They have pictures now of Steinemann's chair when he used to learn hours on end. No, you can't imagine, right? A more uncomfortable chair than what Rosh Hashanah used to use. Now, it was a bench with no padding whatsoever, no back, no padding. And if you look at the bottom, you'll see a real chiddush, no? That he had the legs elevated. The legs, it's clear, no? He had the legs elevated. You know what? He made sure that he was sitting on a bench with no back, with no cushion, and his feet couldn't touch the ground. You know why? Because if you doze on that bench, it's a sakana. Not you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall. No, there's no support whatsoever. There's no support in the bottom. There's no support in your legs. There's no support in the back. You doze. You fall. You know. So what do? You construct a chair to make sure that you're not gonna doze. You're not gonna doze. No, that's godless. You know. We have such comfortable chairs. You know. After a few minutes of learning, we're someplace else. No, we lose the focus. You know. So. Do whatever you can to concentrate on. No, you stand attentive when you do. You know what? You concentrate on, and the time will fly by. You won't even realize in Rosh Hashanah you were just standing for 2 hours, or Musaf Yom Kippur you were standing for like 3 hours. 3 hours, you know, it's done. No, but, whatever you can, position yourself now to be able to absorb the Kedusha Seyam. This year, without a Tekiah Shofar, you have to make sure that we reach that goal of Uri Yishenim Yishenaschem. Shoch Hechina Seves Bahavla Yazman, even though we don't have the tool of the Tekiah Shofar. As I mentioned, if you can be in the yeshiva and be mishtate, if you mechazik each other, that would be a wonderful thing. But wherever you are, that realize that you have this opportunity, I seize the opportunity of the Kedusha Seyom. Realize what's at stake with Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metshuva, and Yom Kippur. If we would only realize, right, how much is at stake, that you know what, we'd act very, very differently. But it's easy to be complacent. It's easy to forget them as Bahavli Azman. And you think that, you know, these are just days among days. I urge you, start preparing now. As I mentioned to you yesterday, take out the machzor, right? Read through it, understand it, understand Malchus, Sechoros, and Shofros. Before Yom Kippur, you know, spend time understanding the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. You know, that's part of our Avodas Hayom, right? And all of a sudden you'll see that, you know, the day becomes so much more meaningful, that the Tkiah, the Shmiah, that all of a sudden it's something that resonates, and we position ourselves to be able to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tochel Shana, Uvir Chaseh.